its current state on WKAR. Target marketing is nothing new. From their cleaning products to fast food to pickup trucks, companies have been directing their advertising at certain segments of the population for ages. But when does target marketing cross the line from just good commerce into perpetuating stereotypes about certain groups in our society? Our next guest says that the auto manufacturers are particularly egregious offenders of using stereotypes to market their products to minorities. Last Friday, Aaron Foley, a Detroit-based writer for Jalopnik, that's Gawker Media's popular blog on cars, wrote a post on the subject saying, quote, "As a minority, it's borderline insulting that automakers are overthinking this." Aaron Foley joins us now by phone from Detroit. Welcome to Current State, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Let's start here with an example here that you cited. This is an ad for a Toyota Prius from a couple of years ago. It shows a Prius driving down a CGI animated road, and the car is towing the sun through pastel-colored fields, crowds, and streams. Here it is.
It gives the world fewer smog-forming emissions. It gives you a 50-mile-per-gallon rating. The third-generation Prius. It's harmony between man, nature, and machine.
So this is an example you cite that would be targeted more to a white audience. What jumps out at you about this?
One of the things that jumps out to me about it is the fact that, you know, the Toyota Prius is a hybrid car, and car companies want to market hybrid cars to people who are very conscious of the environment. I'm not necessarily sure it's a ad for white people, but it does explain, you know, in the quick 30 or 60 seconds of that ad, this is a hybrid, this is what a hybrid does, this is why a hybrid is good for the environment, this is why you should consider buying this car because you want to do something good for the environment. And that's what advertising should do, is if you're selling a car that's unique in the marketplace, that's different from a gas-powered car or something that we're traditionally used to, but you're trying to also sell this benefit, you know, it's got the imagery and the text behind it to explain why this is a good thing.
Well, let's listen to another ad that you use, another Prius ad that you cite as Exhibit A to show how car companies market differently to minorities, in this case African Americans. The ad features the singer Rafael Sadiq playing a guitar and singing in front of a red Prius on a white soundstage with three attractive African-American women dancing and sitting in the back seat.
Toyota Prius. Those who get it, get it.
Now, among the features highlighted in pop-up graphics are the estimated 50 miles per hour fuel economy, the multimedia system, and that it was named the best overall value for the last 10 years in a row. But you wrote, this ad really bothers you. What's going on here that bothers you?
It does, because if you listen to, if you contrast the Rafael Sadiq ad with the previous ad, listen to what Rafael Sadiq is saying. Does he say anything about the car itself? Does he say, here's how a hybrid works? Or is he singing anything about the benefits of the car? The other thing that sort of bothered me about it was it's a little too attractive. Like we mentioned, the three women sitting in the back seat, and you know, cars are made for driving. You know, they're not made for you know, to just be sitting in the back seat and dancing and singing. And the fact that this particular ad focused so heavily on the multimedia system, you know, multimedia systems are not the only reason why people should be buying a car, and especially if you're talking about a hybrid. which has a different powertrain than a gas than a typical gas-powered car, then why are you telling me why aren't you telling me more about how this car gets 50 miles per gallon on the highway, or why it's a good idea that this car gets 50 miles per gallon on the highway, then you are telling us about, you know, how the music works, and why is there so much emphasis on music in this commercial? And I think the point that I argued was, if you looked at the YouTube comments on that video, everyone was more curious about Rafael Sadiq and the song and where they could download the song and where's the full version of the song. And there was no comments on the front page about, I'm interested in this car. I'd like to know more about this car.
So the car companies are getting it wrong, in your view, when it comes to marketing to minorities?
I think so, because if you looked at the past couple of years, it's not just car companies, but I think a lot of companies in general tend to focus more on style over substance, and they do rely on a lot of celebrities, particularly singers and musicians, and it sort of blurs the line between, are we looking at music videos, are we looking at real short clips, are we looking at advertisements for the work of the musician, or are we actually looking at the benefits of the product, which I think, you know, all companies, they want to sell us things, they want to make a profit, but I don't think they're doing a good enough job of actually telling us why, what the benefits of the products that we're selling, and they're just thinking that people will buy it just because there's music in the ad. And I think it sort of dumps it down if you do it that way.
I want to make sure I understand your point. You're not saying that the car companies shouldn't market differently to different ethnic groups. You're saying that the imagery is not representative, and there's simply not enough information about the vehicles.
Right. There, I do think that a lot of the ads that are geared toward minorities don't have enough information. I think people nowadays, regardless of your background, the economy and all these other factors are forcing people to look differently at how they buy a car. They want to know the best value for your money, which cars get the most gas mileage, which cars will have the best resale value, things like that. And if you look at other advertising, there are things like that. You know, I look at pickup truck ads, and they say you should buy the Chevy instead of the Ram or the Ford or something like that. A lot of pickup truck ads will emphasize things like towing numbers, fuel numbers, capacity, all those sorts of things. Whereas, you know, going back to, you know, targeted marketing, it's all about the music. It's all about people looking good. It's all about, you know, this is a status symbol. This is an accessory rather than a necessity.
Well, with their ads, are the car companies saying something about, are they revealing what they think about minorities with their advertising?
I think they are. I think, you know, I can understand it's a very tough spot for any company to be in. You don't want to disinclude people from advertising. You want everyone to be considered as a customer, but you know, we've seen these types of ads for years upon years upon years, where it's always been a heavy emphasis on music, a heavy emphasis on style and image consciousness and things like that. But why is it that that's the only strategy that these companies use, is to use music in advertising, to constantly use music in advertising? I think one of the examples someone noted in the comments on Jalopnik was, you know, it's always a smooth jazz playing in the background against an urban backdrop, and people are driving at night, and, you know, they pull up and, you know, they're looking, you know, dressed to the nines and whatnot, and you don't really know it's a car advertisement until the very last 2 seconds of the car, and the catchphrase will be, you know, like the Rafael Sadiq catchphrase was, if you get it, you get it. Well, what am I getting? You know, it's those sort of things that I wonder, is this the only strategy that car companies have?
What if they work, though? What if they're successful at selling cars to African Americans? I mean, have the car companies, or has anybody in the advertising business said as much to you? Or, I mean, would you anticipate that they would say something like that?
You know, the door is always open to dialogue. I mean, if they work, they work. But it sort of raises the question of why is it that this particular thing works? I mean, I would love to see the diagnostics and whatnot behind that. But it's a little bit bothersome that when you look at more mainstream advertising, and it does have a lot of technical information and more, you know, information of value, why hasn't that, you know, where's the bridge between that sort of advertising and the targeted marketing? Or why can't we see more of the type of advertising that we see geared towards the mainstream, that same style where we do emphasize the technical specifications and whatnot? Why can't we also see that in the targeted advertising as well?
Interesting discussion. Aaron Foley is a Detroit-based writer for Jalopnik, Gawker Media's popular blog on cars. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
No problem. Anytime.
That's our show for today. Coming up tomorrow on Current State, we continue our election series with the Lansing 2nd Ward race, and Neighbors in Action features East Lansing's Haven House. That and more on tomorrow's show. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for listening to Current State on 90.5 WKAR.